Good morning, Tim. You've got some news today about projects that are wrapping up, projects that are ramping up, and the return of a returning customer, shall we say, to Western New York.
Oh, yeah. We're so proud of Chris Ray, who is the son of Fred Olen Ray. Both of these guys are notorious directors in Hollywood. They're just very prolific in what they do. And Chris is here now shooting a movie called Scared Live. And this is his ninth feature film between the two of them, actually, that they're shooting here in Western New York. So we're always proud to have them back. But he received recently a great honor. He won an Emmy Award. We're very, very proud. Now, unfortunately, it wasn't for anything he did here. This was for a series that he was involved with back in Los Angeles. But nevertheless, it's a sort of a new piece of jewelry for his fireplace mantle back in L.A. So we're very proud and salute him for all that he's done for our community, but also for this great award that he won this year.
And you've also got some news on American Idol, is that right?
Yeah, the ABC television show is headed to Buffalo this weekend, actually. This Sunday they'll be in downtown Buffalo seeing our local talent and our regional talent here to find out if somebody from Western New York is headed to Hollywood. We'll see what happens, you know.
So the movies that have wrapped so far this summer are what?
Well, we've just wrapped Bashira, which is a Japanese horror film. Chris Bonjourn was here to produce that film, and we were very excited about the possibilities of that film, too. That should be out next year. And just before that, we had an Alec Baldwin feature here called Crown Vic, and so that shot in and around Western New York as well. So we've had a couple of really big shows back-to-back here in Western New York, and Nixon Fong directed Bashira, who's a great Japanese director from Singapore, actually, and they're now shooting in Japan some of the stuff that they couldn't get here. But surprisingly, much of Buffalo, East Aurora, and surrounding areas doubles, believe it or not, for Japan. So it's kind of a cool thing.
And Buffalo being used as a stand-in for so many places that you would never think Buffalo would resemble at all.
Yeah, even Crown Vic, that shot earlier this summer, I think anybody who ran across that movie set was probably perplexed because we had a variety of Los Angeles police cars zooming around Buffalo, downtown streets of Buffalo, because we played for Los Angeles in that one. So again, it just shows that we can double for a lot of different cities. And in the past, we've doubled from everything to from the Caribbean, believe it or not, at Niagara Falls, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Los Angeles, as I said, and Japan. We've doubled for a lot of places.
I think we should regularly double for the Caribbean January through March.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect time for me, but it's also a very busy time. In fact, this winter, we're looking at, a couple of Christmas movies that might be shooting here. We're talking to those folks now and trying to firm up some dates. So we're finally getting a little more action in what is traditionally a slow period, thought to be related to the fact that most people from Hollywood don't want to come to Buffalo in the frigid cold. But in actuality, for many movies, that's exactly what they're looking for. So hopefully we'll have a diverse film schedule for 2019.
And my guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.